For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to The Happy Hour with Nick Sainert.
This is a house of learned doctors.
And Enrique Alvarez Clary.
Close your eyes shut, I'm going to punch you square in the face.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back into the Happy Hour. One final time before we hand things off to Austin and On the Block. Good stuff there. I understand Jay's going to join you a little early, too, for some On the Block action today. Once again, 402-464-5685, the Honda of Lincoln hotline and the Starter Heyman text line are both open for you guys. You can always follow us on Twitter, Nick_Sainert, at Radio Rico AC, and at Austin_ Orman. Also, make sure you follow the Ticket account at 93.7 The Ticket. No points in the Twitter account there.
No points for you.
I posted this last night on my Twitter as I was watching the College World Series because we had our group chat that we were discussing. Like, Carl Ravitch doesn't necessarily do it for me when listening to college baseball. And I was thinking back about, I think it was after actually Carl made a mistake on the broadcast last night. And like, I'm not big in like pointing things out and I don't worry about that because mistakes happen. But I was like, man, I miss Mike Patrick calling college baseball. And that instantly takes me back to, and not to relate it to video games, but I'm going to.
But definitely related.
Takes me back to playing MVP 06 NCAA baseball. And so on my Twitter, I posted the intro to MVP 06 NCAA baseball. And it's like Mike Patrick and Kyle Peterson. And that's where, Austin, you made an interesting point last night of like the college baseball world. They threw Mike Monaco was one of the broadcasters this year for the College World Series and has been for the last couple of years. Mike Patrick retired, I believe, in like 2018 is when his final season was. And Carl Ravitch, has become the ESPN Sunday Night Baseball guy. Their main baseball guy. Carl Ravitch is fine, in my opinion. Doesn't necessarily do it for me for college baseball. It's fine in Major League Baseball. But you made a good point about how college baseball and ESPN is trying to give the College World Series a Major League Baseball feel, which is fine, but they also need to embrace the college aspect.
It's fine because there's a lot of MLB talent on the field and in these SEC games, so I can understand them wanting to put together a polished, complete product for a sport that doesn't exactly captivate the nation outside of these last 11 days, really, which is what the rest of the country is missing out on. But it doesn't need Carl Ravitch. Like, again, he's fine, but you don't need to button up the College World Series. The point of it is that's the greatest show on dirt.
Take the suits the point off.
Polos, suits, I don't really care what they're you know, dressed and how fancy they're dressed, but these are still college dudes.
Yeah.
Having fun. Lean into the collegiate aspect of it with so much of sports going more and more professional.
Yeah.
Don't do that with the College World Series. It is uniquely college in how it's run, how it operates. And college baseball provides enough drama on its own. Let that tell the story instead of trying to button it up.
I feel like that's kind of like what I was saying to you guys, where I'm not as big of a baseball guy as you guys are, but you guys talking about Carl Ravitch, and when I hear his voice, I immediately go to MLB. I immediately go to
Monday
professional baseball.
Sunday Night Baseball.
And it again, not the biggest baseball guy. Like, I know enough to get by and I follow it enough. But when I'm hearing Carl Ravitch's voice, it's professionals. It's MLB. Mm-hmm. It's not college. And I want there to be some sort of distinction. And you have announcers who you know who do NFL. You have guys who do NBA. You have guys who do college basketball. You guys who do college football. And it just feels, the game just feels better when you hear those voices on those calls. And it's got a certain, I guess I keep using the word feeling to it, when there's somebody else doing it and it's not quite right.
I think it's important that, like, this is not a dig at Carl Ravage. I think he's fine.
Oh, he's
like, I don't have any problem with him. To your point, Austin, like, embrace the amateur piece of it. Embrace that part. Like, there's a lot of mistakes that are made in the college baseball game. Embrace that piece. Don't worry so much about the professionalism of it, because there's a lot of, like you said, going to be pro athletes on the rosters, right? And they throw up the mock draft, and there was like eight in the game, you know, or in the championship series, of guys that were projected to go relatively high in the first two rounds of next month's draft in the championship series. That piece is great, and that's a storyline in itself. Don't make the overall production about that, though. You can really lean into the amateur part of this is an 18-year-old kid who was in a high school math class last year, now pumping 96 on the mound for Tennessee.
The other part of it is that maybe Carl Ravage is a college baseball guy and he follows, but yep, I'm sure he's busy enough with this MLB prep, he doesn't. I view calling the College World Series as a reward, yes, for your college baseball guys, yes, too, who might be able to add in some of the little vignettes and anecdotes that maybe a guy like Carl Ravage can prepare for, but it'll, yeah, sound canned.
Yeah.
Whereas these guys have been in the park, they've been paying attention all year, they can add that off the cuff, or they know what to look up. It just, it might not come into play, but it also might.
Yeah, and like, once again, and Carl Ravage has been very, very vocal on Twitter about how much he loves Omaha and how much he loves the College World Series. So it's not like there's no passion. That's not the case. It's that, mm-hmm, the distinct voice. You knew Mike Patrick and Kyle Peterson were college baseball. Mm-hmm. And I grew up not only watching it, but also on the video games. And that, like, as silly as that piece may sound, that plays a factor in the next generation. And so it'll be fun to see, right, if they continue to lean into Carl Ravage as the college baseball guy. And that's fine. But also, like, guys like Mike Monaco were, mm-hmm, at an SEC ball field or an ACC ball field every single weekend this year, this summer, spring, for college baseball. Why not reward him, mm-hmm, for, like you said, the groundwork that was laid throughout the entire spring and early parts of summer? So once again, 402-464-5685, the Honda of Lincoln hotline and the Starter Heyman text line are open for you guys the entire show today. One other thing that I want to mention is, and I want to get your guys' thoughts on this. So Jim Schlossnagel was asked a question yesterday, and okay, you know what? Before we do that, we got a question on the text line that I want to get to. Mississippi Mud Dog says, do you guys like Herb Street calling the Thursday night games for NFL? I don't think Thursday night games aren't a big enough product in my eyes to where it factors in enough. Like, if Kirk got the call for Saturday night and then got the call for Sunday night on NBC, then I'd be like, okay, hold on now. It doesn't feel right. But Thursday night is a product that a lot of times doesn't feature the best teams. It's not the best game of the week. Sometimes folks will choose college football over the professional football piece of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it also doesn't feel like Herb Street's trying to take over the NFL. We're on the biggest stage for college baseball. Whose voices are you hearing? Kyle Peterson and Chris Burke were great.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
It's unfortunately, like, it doesn't feel, it's not that distinction like Rico talked about.
Thursday to me is just a warm-up for Kirk Herbstreit for Saturday.
That's
what he's doing.
It feels like a side project because you still associate Kirk with, yeah, college football. And he'll always be a voice of college football, I think, to those of us who are growing up in this era. But also think about going from college to the NFL as a promotion, mm-hmm, right? Going from Major League Baseball to college baseball was thought of as a, you know, quote-unquote demotion, even though I think it's like, I'm sure they're not thinking this, but I can see maybe some executives saying, well, these are younger guys. They're unproven, and we have to make sure that they're buttoned up there in lines. We're going to send Carl to babysit the broadcast, when really, what you have is just fine.
I think, you know, what's interesting, you mentioned the body of work. baseball is different than football, and this is where I'll point out kind of a difference, Mud Dog, on the text line, is there's far fewer teams to cover and to pay attention to in the NFL, where we mentioned with other broadcasters, and Austin pointed it out, about how there's certain anecdotes and details that people will be able to talk about, where it's like, hey, you know what? These guys know something that just from being there or from being in, enthralled in the sport the entire summer that others just can't have. And that's fine.
Which is where like a guy like Mike Breen on Play-by-Play for the finals is great, fantastic. But also listen to the home radio call when the Celtics clinch a title.
Yeah.
Right? There's just something about following a team for 8,200 games or 162 games in Major League Baseball before you get their, you know, 55 regular season games in college baseball. Just being along for the journey.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to knock the prep that these national play-by-play guys do. There's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah.
But sometimes there's just a... It's good for the fans that just tune in for, like, that broadcast, right? They're not a fan of either of the teams playing. But if your team is in this championship series, 100 times out of 100, I will recommend you pull up your team's radio broadcast. You can get that extra little emotion and spice that you just can't get nationally.
Yeah, there you have it. All right, let's talk about this Jim Schlossnagel thing, because he was asked about the Texas opening last night. Here's what it sounded like, the question and the answer.
Coach, with respect to the difficult outcome tonight, but with the rumors circulating today about a specific job opening, what do you have to say about your future in Aggieland?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty selfish of you to ask me that question, to be honest with you. But my, I left my family to be the coach at Texas A&M. I took the job at Texas A&M to never take another job again. And that hasn't changed in my mind. That's unfair to talk about something like that. That'd be like you asking Montgomery if he's going to sign in the draft. But I understand you got to ask the question, but I gave up a big part of my life to come take this job, and I've poured every ounce of my soul in this job, and I've given this job every single ounce I can possibly give it. So write that.
And then Jim Schlossnagel gets up, walks away. You hear the chair kind of crash, and he gets mad.
Wouldn't you be asking Braden Montgomery if he's going to go to the draft?
Well, it's somewhat uncertain. I mean, it's somewhat a certainty.
And then he would say, "That is, I don't know."
You know what's funny, though, is with Montgomery, with Braden Montgomery, it would be kind of certain because he's going to be a top six pick in the draft. Yeah, so, I mean, you kind of know. Thoughts? Because you got to ask the question. You got to answer the question. The answer was peculiar. Do we need to read into it?
Yes. Well, no, but we're going to.
Should we read into it?
100%. We should read into it because I know exactly where you two are going to go, so I'm not going to step on your toes there. But there was, it's two things, and I don't want to, you know, bash it too much. But him saying he left his family to take the Texas A&M job, it's a 3-hour drive from Fort Worth to College Station.
Probably a 30-minute flight.
It's a 3-hour drive, and I haven't looked up the housing market yet. I should. I'm pretty sure College Station might be cheaper than Fort Worth.
Not entirely. Not entirely worried that the housing market's affecting his decision, though.
No.
Because his buyout also, if he leaves for another Texas school, is about $3 million.
Exactly. So I get it. I understand the whole, you know, leaving your family in Fort Worth and you going to College Station. But there's also the part where he says, I left that job to be the coach of Texas A&M, say, like, thinking I would never get another take another job again. It's like, okay, well.
He poured everything he had into Texas A&M. And he did everything he could at Texas A&M. That was, he said, past tense.
Okay.
Austin.
I'm going to watch out of that comment.
Man of reason.
Guiding light. And say, I am fully on board the let's pick apart every word and intonation train. Because like if Kendall Rogers isn't reporting this Texas news until the day of the final game of the season, it tells me that there's probably at least a little bit of smoke around it, if not a decision. Yeah. But the generous to A&M interpretation of that is he's talking about the job that he did with A&M this year.
Yes,
I poured
absolutely.
Everything into not just this job, but by this job, he means this season.
Into these into these 3 years since 2021 when I got here.
When I first got here.
Yeah, right? Like we had made the College World Series with A&M before, but we finally reached the mountain. And as soon as we were latching onto the top, we fell. Like that's what we could say, right? Yeah. And so not to spend too much on to this, but I mean, Texas A&M, first of all, is an elite program right now. They are. Texas A&M baseball is an elite program. They were under Rob Childress. Now they here they are also under Jim Schlossnagel, and quickly has kind of reestablished the standard at A&M. Jim Schlossnagel has since he took the job in 2021. But yeah, once again, like there's been so much made of this has been well known for about a week that Texas is going to part ways with David Pierce. It also is that situation of like these highly functioning athletic departments that are worth tons of money.
So much.
They don't make these decisions or report it or let it leak or let it to the media without a true strategy and plan in my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, it's, is the next guy in line? Do they have their next guy? Do they know who they're going to just talk to? And if they do, well then guess what? Then it makes it look like a seamless transition into and well organized. Because if they announced it on a Monday and they hire him by a Friday, hey, that looks seamless.
Usually a team with as much cachet and as much money, an organization, a school with as much money and cachet as Texas isn't going to make this decision without having somewhat of an idea of who they are going to have take this position.
Yeah.
They're not going into this blind of seven people thinking, well, if this is the... No, they have a list of two people.
It's like Bill Moose.
And they're like, this is who we're hiring.
Right.
It's one of these two.
It's honestly like Bill Moose where there's a list of five names. Now, here's the thing is with Chris Del Conte, instead of just having a list of names that, hey, yeah, we're going to reach out to these guys if an opening comes, it's here's three names that I know would probably take it if offered.
Now, who do we want?
There you go. All right. What's coming up on the block today, Austin?
Is there hope for the Big Ten in baseball and men's basketball?
Mm.
The SEC baseball run tells me yes, there is. Which categories, which archetypes do Nebraska men's basketball players fit into? Isaac Trotter of 24/7 Sports wrote an article on that. He's coming on the show tomorrow at 3, so we'll kind of break down that piece. Is the Stanley Cup the best trophy or holdable prize in sports?
Yes.
Not to me. I'm giving you my top 10 holdable prizes and trophies in sports.
Did you see it was in the Atlantic Ocean already?
It was.
There were babies in it.
They took it to the Atlantic.
They put newborn twins into it.
All right. God bless Florida. And then Jay Foreman joins me to talk college football quarterback rooms.
There you have it. All that and more coming up on the block. Stick around. Austin and Jay will join you next. That'll do it for us here on the Happy Hour. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Adios.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.